Welcome to today's Sincere Milk of Saturday, the 22nd of November 2025. Today's topic is Working Together. Our text is taken from 1 Corinthians chapter 3 verses 5 to 13. Who then is Paul, and who is Apollos, but ministers by whom ye believed, even as the Lord gave to every man? I have planted, Apollos watered, but God gave the increase. So then neither is he that planteth anything, neither he that watereth, but God that giveth the increase. Now he that planteth and he that watereth are one, and every man shall receive his own reward according to his own labour. For we are labourers together with God, yea are God's husbandry, yea are God's building. According to the grace of God which is given unto me, as a wise master builder, I have laid the foundation, and another buildeth thereon. But let every man take heed how he buildeth thereupon. For other foundation can no man lay than that is laid, which is Jesus Christ. Now if any man build upon this foundation gold, silver, precious stones, wood, hay, stubble. Verse 13. Every man's work shall be made manifest, for the day shall declare it, because it shall be revealed by fire, and the fire shall try every man's work of what sort it is. Key verse, 1 Corinthians chapter 3 verse 9. For we are laborers together with God, yea are God's husbandry, yea are God's building. Apostle Paul was a great missionary that spread the gospel of Christ through the world at his own time. He did not work alone. He had many people who labored with him to expand the ministry. Example of such people were Barnabas, Timothy, John Mark, Apollos, and others. They all worked together to fulfill God's call and to expand God's kingdom. Now they are all in heaven enjoying their rewards. Now is our own time to work for God. God wants us to work together with those whose strength can help our weakness. Whenever we do something for God, we need to be humble, either by relying on God to use us in spite of our weakness, or by letting others help us and allowing them to share in the joy of serving God. Remember though, if we make excuses and expect God to use someone else to do the work, we cannot grow in our faith. God wants us to learn to depend on Him and also be willing to humbly work side by side with others so as to achieve heaven's goal. Be a good partner in preaching and doing the work of God. Jesus is coming soon. Prayer for today. Lord, give me the grace to be in unity with others in promoting the kingdom of God. In Jesus' name, amen. Further reading, 2 Corinthians 6 verse 4. For more spiritual nourishment from the Sincere Milk Devotional for Kids, visit us at www.sincermilk.app or follow the link on the website to download the Daily Manna mobile app. God bless you.